In today's Aliyah, Yosef and the brothers are finally reunited. It says that the brothers come before Yosef, Vayaker Yosef et Echav, Vehem lo hikiruhu. Yosef recognizes the brothers, they do not recognize him. Rashi gives different explanations about the ages that they were when they separated. But most importantly comes the next pasuk. Pasuk tet, Vayiskor Yosef et Echalomot asher cholam lahem. Most people focus on the second part of Pasuk Tet, where Yosef accuses them of being spies. But it's the first part of Pasuk Tet that tells us what Yosef is reflecting upon. Vayiskor Yosef et achalomot asher cholam lahem. He remembers the dreams. Rashi says he remembers the dreams and realizes that they have been fulfilled. Here his brothers are bowing before him. The Ramban has a more powerful idea, in which he says that Yosef remembered the dreams and realized that this was his opportunity to bring to their fulfillment. Ramban explains that Yosef accuses them of being spies and requests that Binyamin be brought down so that Binyamin too can bow before them and the whole process of Yosef's role within Jewish history begins with his remembering the dreams and his vision of trying to realize them. Rav Soloveitchik made an interesting point about the last word of this first clause, Vayiskor Yosef et achalomot asher chalam lohem. He explains that Yosef's view of the dreams has matured, has changed. If initially Yosef saw the dreams as about the respect he would be shown, here he realizes that the dreams are about them, for them. Yosef realizes that the goal of the dreams is not that the brothers bow before him, but that he be able to play a role on their behalf, providing food for them, and as we'll see in Parshat Vayigash, helping them develop into the great nation that God has predicted they will become and predestined that they become, but that will occur through Yosef's efforts. We see here the significance of a person remembering their dreams, knowing when the moment comes to realize them both in thought and in deed, and understanding what the significance of one's dreams is meant to be and how to apply them for others as opposed to just for oneself. Chanukah Sameach.